One debate we'll be hearing again and again over the coming months boils down to size, as in size of government, big versus small. For the last 2 years, President Obama has been trying to change that debate. As NPR White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports, Mr. Obama wants people to ask not how much has their government grown, but how well does it work?
In July of 1988, President Ronald Reagan spoke to a meeting of the Future Farmers of America here in Washington. He delivered a line he'd been using for years and that others are still using more than 20 years later.
The 10 most dangerous words in the English language are, "Hi, I'm from the government and I'm here to help."
Compare that view of government to this one.
Government is the roads you drove in on and the speed limits that kept you safe. Government is what ensures that mines adhere to safety standards and that oil spills are cleaned up by the companies that caused them.
In May, President Obama told graduating seniors at the University of Michigan, "What troubles me is when I hear people say that all of government is inherently bad."
When our government is spoken of as some menacing, threatening, foreign entity, it ignores the fact that in our democracy, government is us.
The Michigan speech was part of a long-term campaign asking Americans to evaluate government programs on the results they produce. He recently underscored that point in New Orleans on the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina.
We're helping state and local leaders to address serious problems that had been neglected for decades, problems that existed before the storm came and have continued after the waters receded, from the levee system to the justice system, from the healthcare system to the education system.
Presidential adviser David Axelrod says it's difficult to make this argument now for the same reason it's important to make it now. Americans are enduring one of the most challenging economic times in history.
I think there's a tremendous suspicion of institutions generally, not just government, but obviously other institutions as well. And so it's important to sort of disaggregate what government means and focus on the fact that there are some essential functions that we all rely on, we count on.
He says sometimes less government is desirable. Other times, he argues, more government regulation could have helped avert problems like the economic collapse.
I think that it's important not to be wedded to systems, but to be wedded to outcomes.
Vermont Governor Jim Douglas, who is a Republican, uses almost the exact same words.
I think one way we might look at it is to focus on outcomes rather than incomes.
Douglas is very popular in Vermont, even though his state is heavily Democratic. He says governors cannot escape the obligation to make government work.
In a small state like ours, we can't run and hide. This is fair season, so most counties have a fair where I have the opportunity to see literally thousands of my fellow Vermonters. And they expect the opportunity to confront their elected officials and tell us how they feel.
But what about at the federal level? You can't exactly confront someone at the county fair to ask why billions of taxpayer dollars have gone missing in Iraq, or why the stimulus package known as the Recovery Act didn't create more jobs. The Obama administration has tried using technology to improve accountability. On the website recovery.gov, Americans can type in a zip code and see the exact projects that Recovery Act money has funded in any neighborhood. People who judge government by its size may not like the amount of money being spent on the Recovery Act, but people who evaluate government by its effectiveness see this as a step forward. Don Kettle is dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland.
What we really care most about is whether or not government works for us where we live. So the administration deserves enormous credit for, I think, framing exactly the core of the question. Their struggle is trying to figure out how to put together results that, in fact, they can demonstrate and that people care about and that ultimately produce some kind of political effect as well.
Those who visit recovery.gov and see projects happening in their area may be happy about it, but such high-tech tools reach only those who seek them out. Most Americans are still waiting to see the kind of results that Kettle is talking about before they believe again in the kind of effective government the president is talking about. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.